Not much has changed, though, has it, these last 2,000 years? We are still deathly afraid of people who've been condemned to shackles and chains. As a society, we still demonize and distance ourselves from all those who manage to be freed from the tombs. Each year, almost 600,000 people are released from prison. That doesn't count the 9 million people who find themselves into jail. And of those 600,000 people, the majority of them will return to prison again in the next 5 years. Why? Because they encounter the same fear and violence that plagued our liberated man. No one wants them to live in our neighborhoods. No one wants to employ them with sustainable jobs. And without support systems, which we take for granted each and every day, their options and chances are limited at the best. I've seen this fear firsthand through the life of my stepbrother, Damon. Damon has spent the majority of his adult life in and out of prison. I remember the first few times Damon was released. Damon was changed, or at least he wanted to be. He was committed to building a different life, of finding a way to be a better father for his children. And he tried. He really, really did. Those first few times, he was even fortunate to find a bit of work, always in construction. And he was able to scrape together enough money to rent his own little small place. However, he was never able to do more than just get by. And he certainly wasn't able to make friends, at least friends who hadn't also spent a significant time in prison. No one trusted him. No one went out of their way for him. Once a criminal, always a criminal. That's what everyone assumed. And then when things go wrong, and trust me, they always go wrong, they have the tendency to snowball fast for those who don't have support systems and emergency funds. For the people who are doing everything they can just to get by. Those who are afraid of, they don't tend to get the breaks. They don't tend to get the second chances. So those first few times, Damon sadly and tragically found himself back into prison after doing some desperate nonviolent mistake. Today, Damon has pretty much given up all hope. He finds it easier to exist in prison than on the outside. Most of his family and friends, they've abandoned him. He can't find food after being released, so Damon, always nonviolently, finds a way quickly to go back. For at least in prison, he knows and expects that people will treat him less than human. At least there, he doesn't have to face the inhospitable gaze of everyone else. And I wish my stepbrother's story was unique, an outlier, but we all know it isn't. The exclusion of torment of the Gerasene demoniac, it's still being experienced by millions every year. Why? Because unbound prisoners still fill us with fear. And this fear, that's what allows the same dehumanizing demons to insinuate themselves into our society. Today we are so afraid that we can't imagine a society that isn't centered around isolation, beatings, punishment, chains, and shackles. This fear is keeping us from living in a society that isn't built around the logic of quarantine and treating people as if they're only numbers. Our lives, they're unimaginable without treating others as diseases, without banishing people to the tombs of incarceration. But we, my friends, we are called to show the world that there's a new way, a different way of being together. We are called to bear together that the same liberated possibility that Jesus showed us on the shores of Gerasa are possible too. And that possibility is restoration. It's the possibility of celebrating one's freedom and welcoming released incarcerated people into our neighborhoods and restoring them into our communities and our lives. And this means seeking our wholeness with them. It means allowing ourselves to become intertwined in their lives, asking, who are you? What is your name? How can I help? It means liberating us so that we can devote ourselves to their future and to the rebuilding of their humanity. This is why I'm so excited to experience the first backpack drive in August. And I'm so thankful that we have such a wonderful relationship with Second Chance. For these backpacks, they are just a small way in which we welcome men and women who have recently been released from prison. It's celebrating with them this joyous moment and saying that though you've been stripped of your humanity, we long and want to work with you to find it again. We want to help you liberate yourself from all the demons who have taught you that you are less than us. It's a way that we refuse to give in to all those fears that threaten us every day, to treat other people as if they are a disease. This year, the outreach team is purchasing quite a few backpacks to make sure that everyone who wants to fill them will have the opportunity to pick up as many as they want to do so. It's my prayer that this will be the biggest backpack drive yet. As Dave mentioned a few weeks ago, the need is greater than ever. So as you fill your backpacks this year, and as you pray for whomever is gifted that backpack, know that this act, it's one small way that we continue the liberating work which Jesus started on the shores of Gerasa. It's the way of helping you, me, and everyone else regain a bit of the humanity which we need so much. Amen.
Turn to number one in the Sing the Story, the Maroon book, number one.
Would the ushers come forward to receive the morning offering?